invite you to open up to the book of Romans. I'd like to read chapter 1 to 8, and that is too much for the sake of time, so we're going to stick to chapter 6 instead, verses 15 to 23. Ian is going to lead us after our confession in a song that speaks of this being our Father's world. And this is a great reminder that as believers, we only have one master. Jesus says you can't have two masters. We have one boss. And this is a great reminder of that. Chapter 6, verse 15. What then, are we to sin? Because we are not under the law, but under grace? By no means. Do you not know that if you're present, that if you present yourselves to anyone as obedient slaves, you are slaves to the one whom you obey, either of sin, which leads to death, or of obedience, which leads to righteousness. But thanks be to God that you who were once slaves of sin have become obedient from the heart to the standard of teaching to which you were committed, and having been set free from sin, having become slaves of righteousness. I am speaking in human terms because of your natural limitations. For just as you were once, as you once presented your bodies as slaves to impurity and to lawlessness, leading to more lawlessness, so now present your members as slaves to righteousness, leading to sanctification. For when you were slaves of sin, you were free in regard to righteousness. But what fruit were you getting at the time from the things of which you are now ashamed? For the end of those things is death. But now that you have been set free from sin and have become slaves to God, the fruit you get leads to sanctification, and in its end, eternal life. For the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. John Stott says about verses 15, 16, 17, that conversion is an act of self-surrender. Self-surrender leads inevitably to slavery, and slavery demands a total, radical, exclusive obedience. In verses 17 to 19, you see that there was an exchange of slavery. We are all slaves, but we used to be slaves to sin. Thanks be to God, we were slaves to sin, but now have become obedient from the heart to the standard of teaching and have been set free from sin, and we're slaves to righteousness. So we went from moral deterioration as it was just going downhill every day to now a moral transformation that leads to eternal life. And then the gospel, so clearly put in verse 23, for the wages of sin is death. It's certainly what we've earned, but the free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. We call it the great exchange. Christ took what we deserved and now has imputed that righteousness into our account. We get what Christ deserves, even though we haven't earned it. It is a free gift, a gift from God. And so the question as we go before him is this: are you obeying a boss that is not yours? Don't do that. That is a bad boss, if you know Jesus, to obey sin or to obey Satan, our own evil heart, that is no longer in control. He is no longer in control. Sin, however, Satan, our own evil heart, it is now the Lord Jesus. It is righteousness that now rules, who was won today, grace. And so as we consider that, maybe this week we have gone back to that old well and tried to find living water when it wasn't there, when it was a broken cistern. And so let's go before the Lord. I'll close this. Let me give you a minute. Gracious Father, I think each of us that are believers would admit that this week we have not obeyed you fully. Even though we are slaves only to righteousness, we have not considered that to be true, and we have gone back. We have looked for satisfaction in the broken cisterns. We have looked for satisfaction in sin, and we confess that before you. Lord, I am so grateful that you have freed us from that slavery. And Lord, that we are no longer in that position, no longer hostile to you, no longer unable to submit to your law, unable to please you, but now you have freed us. You've freed us from that slavery, and I'm so grateful today for that freedom. And Lord, forgive us for going back to that old way of life, to the old man. And we would ask that you would convince us of this great truth, because sometimes it doesn't seem true. To me, it doesn't. To these guys, it may not either. And so I ask that you would help us today to remember that there is now no condemnation for those that are in Christ Jesus. To remember that even though the wages of sin are death, that free gift that you give us is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. We thank you that you have freed us from that sin, and we commit this to you and pray that you would use both this time as we sing and worship, and then Mark as he teaches from John 4. In Jesus' name, amen.